Garden weeding is often viewed as a necessary evil, but needs to be rethought today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Instead of resisting weeding, try embracing this important aspect of garden caretaking. Despite the weather when our flowering plants may be having difficulty, you can be sure the weeds are thriving, popping out seemingly overnight. And if you let these garden invaders get out of control, well, you might as well just move. But if you stay on top of the situation, weeding doesn't become a big deal. In fact, weeding by hand can actually become therapeutic. And isn't that what our garden is for? I like sitting on my garden scoot and allowing my mind to wander away from the daily trials and tribulations. And by using non-chemical weed control, you're taking care of your landscape in an organic and responsible manner. Hand-pulling weeds after a rain is the trick to be efficient. The moist ground will give up its weed with little resistance. Simply grab the weed close to the ground and tug. 10 to 15 minutes a day is really all it takes to keep the landscape beds weed-free. It makes a huge difference when you can pull the weeds before they go to seed, as they can produce seed in truly prodigious numbers. Once the weeds are pulled, add a layer of mulch. A layer of mulch helps keep the garden weed-free. Bark and pine straw are my mulches of choice. Until next time, I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman enjoying our Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.